We're talking about Japanese pop culture today, and we're all familiar with karaoke. Going out, having a few drinks, singing Don't Stop Believing at the top of your lungs. But have you heard of karaoke fascism? Monique Skidmore explained the concept to Steve Paulson.
I wanted karaoke fascism to mean two things. First of all, it's about the way that the military regime links state power, links a really repressive form of authoritarianism with capitalism, and the way that there are no limits to the propaganda it can put out about the rosy future. It's a saccharine sort of future, and it's very divorced from reality. It's a spoof or a play on reality, and everyone in Burma knows that this manufactured future is never going to come to fruition. So that was one part of the metaphor. The other part of the metaphor is about the way that karaoke is a script. When people perform karaoke, they choose a script and they perform it. And the military regime has at times made comments in the state newspapers that the population of Burma has gone to sleep with karaoke culture. And I was really interested to see what that meant. And what I think is that Burmese people have chosen to enact and perform and speak in public, sing in public, if you like, all sorts of banal 1960s Western songs. So my best friend's favourite song in Burma is an old song called I'm on the Top of the World. So it's got very little to do with Burma and its current situation, but she's chosen a script that's entirely divorced from her real life.
So there's a veneer of conformity. People know how they're supposed to act in public and how they're supposed to come across to the military regime in power, but there is an entirely different private life that exists behind that public facade.
That's right, but because there is so little forms of expression allowed or forms of association allowed in public life, karaoke is a place where people come together, young people, sing out loud to associate in public and to voice thoughts and scripts and ideas that are entirely different from the authoritarian script that the military regime is trying to get them to subscribe to.
Now, are you also referring to karaoke in the literal sense? I mean, are there Burmese people who hang out at karaoke bars and do this
Absolutely.
Kind of thing?
Absolutely. This is extremely popular. Even in villages of, say, 500, 600, 700 people, now you'll find a karaoke hat powered by a generator that young people will come to every evening to sing together. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Monique Skidmore is the author of Karaoke Fascism, Burma, and the Politics of Fear. She talked with Steve Paulson.